following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny, I bet working with me makes you feel like a grand prize winner.
Yeah, I'm so lucky, Golic.
Well, now you could win possibly the best grand prize ever, valued at over $55,000 in ESPN Radio's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway, hooked by Bass Pro Shops.
You could win a two-year lease on a brand-new 2012 Toyota Tundra 4x4, an Arctic Cat 425, and much more.
Plus, the winner also gets to come to Bristol to meet us personally and tour ESPN Studios.
Visit ESPNRadio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops to find out more.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
it. He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's a Friday cruise night edition here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us. 12 teams, 12 days rolls on with the Iowa Hawkeyes today. Previewing them, Andy Hamilton from the Iowa City Press Citizen. He's set to join us in about 15 minutes. We've got the British Open going on. We've got Roger Clemens' whole case being thrown out. We've got Georgia Tech somehow being...
Who is now the 2009 ACC champion?
Yeah, I'm still left. I'm still wondering.
Do you hang a banner? I mean, is there a school right now today ordering a brand new 2009 ACC championship banner?
No, there's not. It's got to be it's embarrassing.
I think maybe you don't order it today, but next year you order it, because 4 years down the line, when that's hanging in your stadium, recruits aren't going to realize that it was vacated or that. But you know, does the ACC name him the champion, or does Georgia Tech just not the champion?
Damon Day sitting in for Doug today, as most of you probably figured out by now. I'm still trying to figure out. $312 is what these two players supposedly got.
Yep.
In extra benefits from somebody associated with an agent.
Yep.
Now, somebody associated, I'm associated with Tommy Tuberville because I talked to him at Big 12. I mean, is that how close you've got to be? I don't really understand what they're getting. The Orange Bowl, when they went to the Orange Bowl, gave them over $800 a piece. A piece. From sponsors,
in their goodie bag.
In their goodie bag. In their grab bag when they show up for a bowl game. Yeah. Everybody gets one. Whenever Nebraska goes to the Alamo Bowl, they get one. Whether they go to Fiesta Bowl, they get one. Whether they go wherever it is, any bowl team goes, they show up, and here's a present. Thanks for coming. We appreciate having you. Here you go. And it's usually, it could be a DVD player. It could be an Xbox, something of that nature, usually. Watches, whatever. $808 a piece. Georgia Tech, and I can't, you know, this really came out of the blue because I really didn't believe that Georgia Tech was $312. They nail him a $100,000 fine, which seems to really fit this crime. They vacate the championship, which really seems to fit the crime. Once again, you have to wonder, and I know they're trying to, LSU's being investigated. Oregon's being investigated for paying services, it sounds like, to a scouting agent. I guess if I'm a coach and somebody goes around and films high school football games or takes the time to gather up prospects from across, supposedly the deal at LSU is all across California, all across Kansas, and can zero down so we can target the players we want, and we want that DVD, DVR, whatever it is, I think you got to pay for it. And if it knocks down flights, plane trips, saves time for our coaches going out, I would think that'd be very helpful. Maybe right. A great investment on $6,000. We didn't have to pay $9,800 in flights, in meals, and hotels. We go get this tape. Now we can just go from A to B.
Oh, I you know, it's one of those things, and that's what's great about NCAA, and you always got to be careful, but I, you know, NCAA likes to speak out of both sides of their mouth. They want to be high and mighty, but on the other hand, they want to try to save money. Well, you know, the NCAA is at issue here. It's not the schools. It's not the universities. It's not, I mean, granted, there's some blatant stuff. I mean, let's face it. Sooner or later, the whole Auburn story is going to come out. I mean, it may not be this year. It may not be next year. But at some point, the truth's going to come out that Cam Newton probably knew that his dad asked for the money. So that's going to be vacated. I mean, so at the end of the day, the NCAA has to figure out what they're going to do. Because if they don't, enough people are going to get frustrated with the system or whatnot, and someone's going to be smart enough to start their own organization. I was reading an article on Yahoo Sports about, okay, the NCAA wants to come after all these schools. What about the NCAA employees that take the mileage that's being basically paid for by all these universities and goes on their own vacation? Does the NCAA get fined itself when their employees are taking improper benefits? And it was a kind of a joking article, but it's true. The NCAA sits up pretty high and mighty in dealing with these young people, and I don't believe that their $100,000 education equals out to their $1.3 billion that they bring in every year. I mean, the whole Terrell Pryor, my brother's an Ohio State fan, and I don't necessarily love Terrell Pryor. I think he was the demise of Ohio State. But you got to understand it from a 20-year-old young person's perspective. There's a 50,000 people wearing his jersey, and, you know, I've said it before and when I've talked with people, and he can't even get enough coin to – his buddies out to dinner after the game.
Fab Five, great documentary. Yeah. They went on to basically say, we're trying to get some pizza. You know, we're just trying to have some pizza at midnight. We got home from a game. We're hungry. We don't have anything in here. Can't afford anything.
Because you can't have a job anymore.
No, they take that away from you.
You can't have a job. So
They play Clemson. Georgia Tech played Clemson, so Clemson would be the one raising that title banner. I would not. It was two players. There's 85 football scholarships, correct, in Division I football? Two players, whether they went pro, whether they were defensive tackles that were an acquaintance of this guy's agent, whatever. There's 83 other people that had coaches that stayed up all hours, day and night, putting together game plans, working their butts off for this championship. The goal in whatever conference is to win that conference. That's the number one goal. Yes. You can have dreams about winning a national title, but you win your conference, it puts you in a really good position down the road.
Right. And that's when you say that, not to interject, but then that's how you end up with a playoff. Take conference champions.
This whole deal, you brought it up before the show saying, this whole deal is going to come down to teams are just going to say, you know what, we're tired of answering about $312. We're tired of our attorney for $312 and this $100,000 fine. Our attorneys are into a $68,000 on top of the $100,000 fine. You know what, NCAA, we're going to be the Mark Cuban – Or pick the guy. We're gonna be the Mark Cuban 40.
Yeah.
That's a new football deal. And hey, the top you can pick at 16 or whatever, advance to the playoff system.
We're taking the Big Ten, we're gonna take the Big 12, we're gonna talk to the Pac-10, we're gonna take the SEC, we're gonna take the ACC, we're gonna talk to the Big East. We'll bring the Big East along just because when we get to that winter time, we want that hoops revenue. And those 6 to 8 conferences are going to say, fine. You know what? You do your thing. See how much CBS is going to pay for your basketball tournament or your football games or what ESPN is going to do, and here's how we're going to do it. And this is the rules. They're going to shorten up the rule book and let some things that, the phone calls. And I mean, you can't blatantly give a guy a car, but give him some money that if he wants to go buy a car, he can go buy the car. When you're talking about that much money, and I always love when people will be like, well, then what are you going to do about the rowing person? The rowing person
ought to be happy with the scholarship. People aren't wearing his jersey.
Exactly.
He's getting a good education. That's fine.
Yep, that's well worth it for the rower or even the baseball guy. I mean, I know baseball brings in a tremendous amount of money late, but very few programs. I bet you there's 10 programs that draw over what, 5,000-6,000 a game?
Oh,
is there even 10? They may average it because they'll probably have a couple big-time games. But, I mean, truly, and you're talking about big-time baseball country down in the SEC. So, really, athletes can't even. Baseball players, if they want to get paid, can go get paid. You can go to the minor leagues early.
Exactly.
Which a lot of other
And the people that generate the income through football and basketball, those are really the only two sports.
Right.
And I guess if you took Connecticut women or Tennessee women at times, they would generate revenue beyond what their scholarships are worth.
Do they generate revenue because they truly have that big of a following, or do they generate that revenue because ESPN puts...
I guess you're basically talking about two sports.
Right.
And trying to change the rules and trying to get... And I'm not saying they need $150,000. I don't think any kid should be able to go out and purchase a house with
right.
I'm going to buy the smaller house for $132,000. And here's $132,000. It's paid for, done with. I don't think that's the goal of anybody. But to be able to have at least $10 or $20 in your pocket at all times, is that too much to ask? When you're generating the millions that are being generated off them? And people going to being penalized for $312. I don't get it. There's got to be a better way to do it.
There's got to be a better system. I was actually cleaning out my office today, and the only reason I bring it up is I have 3 NCAA Division II manuals on rules. Those 3 binders fit in basically half of a drawer of a filing cabinet drawer. I measured it; they are 1.5 inches thick each. And now they've gotten so big that now they're just spiraled. They can't even make them hardbound anymore. Now they're just spiraled. For Division II, mind you. So, I mean, the NCAA has become a very, very large bureaucracy, which I don't even think the NCAA knows how to fix this. I think they're running around at their offices going, what is going on? This is, we're only ridiculous in our own minds, type of thing. So I it's a sad thing, but something's got, we'll talk about it and 5 years down the road, we'll still be talking about it. I think sometimes the NCAA goes, man, if we just keep being incompetent, everyone's going to keep talking about us, and publicity is publicity.
It's one thing though, when you're getting $4,000 tattoos and you,
is a tattoo $4,000?
Yeah, for the sleeve ones at Ohio State, they said that would generally run $4,000.
Wow, I never realized that they were that expensive.
$4,000 for the sleeve tattoos. When you're talking that kind of money, maybe they look great on the individuals that got them. I hope they do. Hope they're wonderful.
I think you should get one.
That's not going to happen. not happening. I mean, when you're talking about disposable, tattoos, whatever. When you get up into those things, people paying with jerseys and stuff, right, we got a problem. When the cars are being discounted, there's a problem. Whether they were or not at Ohio State, they have been at Oklahoma. It's happened around.
Yeah.
There's some blatant things that cannot happen. But $312, those guys are out, I'm sure, I would hope, functioning members of society right now. Right. Say, guys, here's a $500 fine apiece. We're going to donate that to you. You got 168. Here's a fine. We're going to donate it to the Boys and Girls Club, or we're going to donate it to whatever.
Make them go do. Don't even make them cash. Don't even make them pay. Make them do 50 hours of community service down at the Boys and Girls Club of in Atlanta or whatnot. I'm sure there's some organizations in Atlanta that would really much love to have two Georgia Tech student athletes involved with their organization. And I, you know, the devil's advocate or the other side of it is, okay, how much is enough enough? You know, what's Terrell Pryor going to do after he drops $4,000 on a sleeve tattoo? What next? Now he doesn't have any money because he just went out and bought a $4,000 tattoo. So, I mean, it is there's some personal responsibility that the student athlete does recognize, but I think right now the perception is they're getting basically taken to the cleaners to play college athletics.
Well, the perception around Iowa football, we'll see what that is, but Iowa basketball is another story. Anthony Hubbard leaves the program. Yes, you probably know who he is. We'll tell you who he is and more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
On Saturday the 16th, cruise to Builders for a cruise-in celebration. Getting underway at 10 with Traeger Grill demonstrations till 2. Kearney High Cheerleaders Car Wash till 3. Lunch from 11 to 2 with proceeds to the United Way. Classic Hits 98.9 will be there with the fabulous prize machine from 11 to 1. And every classic car that drives through the Builders drive-thru gets a free cold drink. It's all Saturday. It's all at Builders. No, it's 2nd Kearney. Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Everything from the latest surgical procedures to designer frames and sunglasses. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you. Doctors Diana Lind, Pat Bierbauer, and Betsy Turk promise you the latest in care. And at Lind Eye Care and Optical, we have the most up-to-date styles in eyewear all under one roof. Focused on your vision, focused on your style. Call 308-236-8500 or visit us on the corner of 41st Street and 7th Avenue in Kearney. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you.
USA ahead, and are they heading for the World Cup final with that one?
When the U.S. women's soccer team caught fire, Doug and Daddy knew they caught lightning in a bottle, and they used it to demonstrate their analytical prowess.
She kicked the ball. She kicked the ball. She ran, she kicked the ball. You go out of bounds.
That's all the action there.
That was, you know.
Doug and Daddy, weekdays at 11 on the Tri-Cities ESPN Radio Superstation 1460. And 1550.
An excessive heat watch is in effect for our area for Saturday out into early next week. We'll see a chance for some showers and storms yet today, along with some breaks of sun development with highs in the mid-90s with winds out of the southeast. We'll fall off to 73 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 81.
12 teams, 12 days, and it all starts like this.
A gun, dice right, yo-yo, scat right, Y option, hard.
Hey, Merritt, let me take a stab at that. All right, guys, here we go. New conference. No damn Beebe. No Bevo. No 11-1 votes. No more. Fresh start. Let's go. Break. It's finally here. 12 teams in 12 days. Legends Division. Iowa. Michigan. Michigan State. Minnesota. The Wildcats of Northwestern. And your Nebraska Cornhuskers. The Leaders Division. The Fighting Illini. Indiana. Ohio State. Penn State. Purdue, and the Wisconsin Badgers. And now the march to Chicago and Big Ten Media Days begins. 12 teams, 12 days, now on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we continue our preview with the Iowa Hawkeyes today. Andy Hamilton joins us. He's from the Iowa City Press Citizen. Andy, how are you? Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Well, we're doing fine here. We're doing fine, getting ready for a big weekend here in the Tri-City area. But a lot of things going on. I guess, you know, we're here to talk football, but the big news this morning is Anthony Hubbard, the 26-year-old that didn't play high school basketball because he was ousted from, expelled from high school, spent 4 years in prison. Iowa and Nebraska both after this kid. Iowa lands him. He's on campus, and then I guess yesterday decides he's not on campus and going to leave.
Yeah, it's Anthony Hubbard era was short-lived. I think he was here a month, maybe, but it kind of came out of nowhere and surprised a lot of people yesterday.
Was he somebody, obviously they felt he could play immediately. He was a junior college All-American, and was he somebody that, I mean, in talking to those guys, did he fit in? Was he well-liked and obviously a good player?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't cover Iowa basketball. Wrestling is my other beat, and I usually steer pretty clear of the basketball situation, so I'm probably the last guy on the planet to ask about that stuff. But like I said earlier, it just kind of came out of nowhere. There, you know, stuff like this that happens around here, usually there's a little smoke first, but this was a blaze before it, before there was ever any hint that something was smoldering.
You know, we're here to talk football, so I guess we'll delve in there. I think the big question, Iowa coming off an 8-5 season a year ago. The big question, though, there's no Ricky Stanzi anymore. Do they have a capable quarterback of putting in there?
Yeah, I think so. In fact, Kirk Ferentz said at the conclusion of spring practices that you know, their level of comfort making this quarterback change from Stanzi to James Vandenberg, their level of comfort is higher than it's been ever before making a quarterback change. And I think that stems from what they've seen, obviously what they've seen from Vandenberg in 3 years, but you go back to 2009 when he was a freshman, and his first college start came at Ohio State with the Big Ten title on the line and against a pretty stingy defense as well. And what they saw that day in Columbus where Vandenberg was able to, you know, help the offense put 24 on the board against Ohio State, actually 17 if you don't count the kickoff return for a touchdown. But Ohio State was on a pretty good run defensively to that point. And Iowa moved the football that day, and Vandenberg played pretty well. And I think that what they saw under the most extreme situation gave them a lot of confidence. And then they've seen a lot of growth behind the scenes since. That he's an accurate passer. He gets back quick in his drops. The ball comes out fast. And they like the leadership skills they've seen behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think you go back, maybe you say an underachieving squad a year ago. Many people expected bigger things out of that group. What will they have to shore up if they're going to make immediate improvement?
Well, I mean, you look at last year, you compare last year to 2009 when they won 11 games, and I don't think there was much difference. The difference being they made the three or four plays in 2009 to win the close games that they did not make last year. But that being said, this is a totally different team. I mean, they've got 26 seniors that they lost off last year's squad, plus Tyler Sash, who went early to NFL. You know, the defensive line is the biggest question mark in my mind, having to replace three starters who were multi-year starters and highly productive players led by Adrian Claiborne. You know, that's the area that they have to shore up because the way Iowa plays defense, it's imperative to stop the run and get pressure on the quarterback with the front four. They do not, you know, they prefer not to blitz. They prefer not to play a lot of man coverage. And they just try to generate pressure with four guys rushing the passer and then dropping seven into coverage. So, you know, that's a big key. The other thing is, this is a veteran offensive line that a year ago was the big question. And those guys really played well throughout the season and played exceptionally well in the Insight Bowl. And They've got five guys back that played extensively last year on that offensive line, and if they can dictate the tempo of the game and play Iowa's style of play, which is stay on schedule offensively, be able to run the football and throw play action passes off of it, then I think that that gives them a chance to have a pretty capable offense.
I guess if you lose that many seniors, you're expecting young kids to step in. Looks like the running backs are all relatively young kids.
Yeah, Marcus Coker, we've seen basically three and a half, four games of him. You know, the last snapshot we saw of him was the inside bowl where he set a school bowl record with 219 yards against Missouri and two touchdowns. And, you know, the question is what's behind him and can he stay healthy? He runs a little bit upright and leaves himself vulnerable to taking some shots. But, you know, a year ago they were pretty well stocked at the tailback position with Jewel Hansen and Brandon Wager and Adam Robinson, all sophomores coming back. And it was kind of a matter of, you know, how are they going to make this thing fit? How are they going to keep three talented running backs happy and utilize them all? And then by the end of the season, none of the three were left. And suddenly, it's a position where they were scrambling a little bit in recruiting. They signed four guys. Rodney Coe was the most highly touted of the bunch, but you know, he didn't qualify academically. He's going to go to Iowa Western for a couple years. But another guy they brought in was Mikhail McCall, who is the son of former heavyweight champion Oliver McCall. And Mikhail is about 6 foot, 220 pounds. And you know, you look at his video clips, and he certainly looks like he's physically ready to help right away. And they're going to need a freshman back or two to help.
I guess you bounce over the defensive side of the ball. People are expecting big things. If the defensive line is a question, people are expecting a lot of James Morris, a sophomore middle linebacker.
Yeah, he played, you know, they kind of threw him in there out of necessity last year in early October, the Big Ten opener. They were down to their four-string middle linebacker. Just a wave of injuries hit him there, and suddenly James was the only guy left, and they put him out there against Penn State and never took him off the field after that. So he was a guy that surprised him last year a little bit with how quickly he was able to play well, and he's a guy that that they're counting on there again this year, because you know, they're going to have, you know, a second year freshman or second year sophomore playing beside him. And then Tyler Nielsen coming back off a neck injury. So they're a little inexperienced at linebacker as well, but certainly counting on James to play well.
Andy Hamilton from the Iowa City Press Citizen previews the Iowa Hawkeyes for us on the Doug and Daddy Show. 12 teams in 12 days as we head to Chicago on the 28th and 29th for Big Ten Media Days. When you look at this schedule, does it set up well for Iowa? Can they get this thing rolling those first four games when they head into the – then they get an off week before they head into the Big Ten schedule?
Well, yeah, I mean, on paper it looks all right. You know, that's – I always get a little apprehensive of looking too far down the road and trying to analyze things like that, because just, you know, it seems like every time that, you know, things have set up well for Iowa, you know, it hasn't worked out well. And the times where you look at the schedule and it looks a little bit daunting, you know, they go and pull off something like they did in 2009, where it was just a bear of a road schedule, and you know, they were a field goal away from beating Ohio State in Columbus and running the table on the road against probably the four toughest, you know, winning in the four toughest venues to play that year. So. Yeah, I think a big key with this team is injuries. You know, being able to stay healthy, because, you know, as I mentioned earlier, with all all the losses to graduation, it's an inexperienced team to begin with, and you know, they're a little thin at certain positions and can't afford to have to dig too deep on the depth chart.
Andy, have you had a chance to figure out who your preseason offensive and defensive players of the year are in the conference?
You know, I've been doing that the last few years, and then my boss, I think, handled that for me this year. But, you know, I haven't looked too closely as far as that goes. I've tried not to get too globally in my thinking this time of year in July. But, you know, that's going to sneak up on me here pretty quick. It's inevitable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is inevitable. Have you thought about who's going to play in that first title game in Indianapolis?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think Michigan State's got a heck of a team coming back. They certainly, you know, when they got beat up last year, it was ugly, but, to win 11 games to bring a lot of guys back, particularly Kirk Cousins and some guys that can make plays on offense. I think they've got a pretty good shot, and with Wisconsin getting Wilson in, that was a big question with them, and I think that I think they're going to be hard to beat. I think Nebraska's got a heck of a team coming back. That schedule is a little bit of a bear, though. I mean, the Big Ten threw just about everything at them the first year.
Fair enough, Andy. We appreciate the time you've given us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to meeting you in Chicago.
All right. Take care.
Andy Hamilton from the Iowa City Press Citizen joined us. 12 teams, 12 days. Andy, like all of our friends here, fed by our friends at Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Burgers for breakfast, they're available 24 hours a day. Burger King, icy, frozen Coke, or cherry Coke, all sizes now just $1. Join them on Facebook at facebook.com/BK North. Check them out. Burger King, we love Burger King. We think you do too. Two for $4 original chicken sandwiches. Burger King, we're back with British Open update after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, failure is not an option. Because failure to trap dirt is not an option for your engine. That's why Fram filters are tested beyond any conditions you'll ever encounter, proven beyond any limits you'll ever push. From the Fram Extra Guard air filter to the Fram Tough Guard oil filter that traps 99% of dirt, Fram's tough technology helps keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. You count on your engine to run right, so it's counting on you to choose the right filter. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the right filters at Fram.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
An excessive heat watch is in effect for our area for Saturday out into early next week. We'll see a chance for some showers and storms yet today, along with some breaks of sun developing with highs in the mid-90s with winds out of the southeast. We'll fall off to 73 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 81.
Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, the live right here, Doug and Daddy Show, taking you to the lunch hour. You know what? Don't have a long lunch hour and need that oil change? That's fine. They've got Midway's all-new Mopar Quick Lube. Immediate maintenance service. The Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram location. Quality, complete service that saves time and money. Slip you right in, right out. Perfect for you. No appointments necessary. You pull up. You enjoy a complimentary cappuccino and wireless internet while you wait. They'll have you out of there. 30 minutes, boom, you're out, you're in, you're out. That's what they do, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram location, South 2nd Avenue, or check them out just north of there at the Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac location. They've got every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is clearly priced. You don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations. Hassle-free pricing. Both locations. Midway is where it's at. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. Or check them out 24 hours a day. Think Midway.com. Hassle-free is Midway. Merritt, we got a British Open update. Bjorn has fallen. He was at 5-under. No one has made it to 6-under yet.
No.
He has dropped to 3-under, though, and is finished for the day, I believe.
-4 is your best right now with Darren Clark, Lucas Glover, and Miguel Jimenez. Still got 4 holes left going on. Chad Campbell and Martin Keimer are at -3, along with Thomas Bjorn. That's where he is after going +2 today.
He is done for the day.
He is. Thomas Bjorn has 1 hole to go, it looks like. So
there you go.
Otherwise, we got Davis Love III going -2 today. That's a big highlight of somebody going low.
Good for Davis Love III, D3.
You know what? Good for Tom Watson as well. I woke up kind of one of those 10 to 5 deals this morning and didn't have the golf on that channel, so I flipped it over there. Right about that time, is within the first 5 minutes, is when he aced the number 6 and his 15th hole in one. 15th hole in one. I got to think there's pro golfers out there. Yeah, everybody's come close, and those guys are all over it, but hole in ones don't happen every day to everybody. I got to think there's, 15 of them is a pretty cool deal. Tom Watson, that was a fun highlight for him. Now, he struggled the rest of his round. Where did he end up, Merritt? Can we look that up?
Tom Watson. I'll look it up.
It was fun to watch him.
I think he's +2.
He was playing with the young amateur that basically is on the front of every, 20-year-old Englishman in Tom Lewis that is catching a lot of people's attention. He shared the top of the leaderboard yesterday at 5-under par with Thomas Bjorn.
I think he shot 3 over today.
He was all over the course, but found a way to get up and down at times, and kind of it was one of those grinding rounds. He grounded out, and either get good bounces or bad bounces. And
I love watching the British Open. It's probably my favorite major to watch. I just love how you can hit the perfect shot. Next thing you know, bing, you're in a bunker. It's just old school and just. Yeah, I think my wife's like, that's the ugliest golf course I've ever seen. And I'm like, I think it's beautiful.
See, I if they're out there and they're like on, like a week ago, they go, where do we put this green? Like, okay, mow that over there.
Yeah.
Like an eighth of an inch shorter than everything else.
Yeah.
You don't know where the green stops, where it begins. I got mixed emotions because I love when they say wispies. I think that's funny.
I'm excited because, Owari Dunes is built
up,
is very much modeled after this. Gothenburg's kind of an American link style to where it's like a link style course, but it's kind of been Americanized how well it's groomed and taken care of. The plan for Owari is to be a fast running firm, straight off the British Open tour,
It's where Ireland rotation. Meets a Heartland, coach.
I don't know.
Duh.
I don't know that. I'm just saying that I was out there looking around and it's pretty exciting as someone that enjoys golf as much as I do to get out there and play. And I mean, that's the one thing that's great about Kearney is there is a tremendous amount of good golf courses that you can go play.
I tell you,
tremendous amounts of different levels.
You go east of Grand Island 30 miles and you can go further than that before you get into Lincoln and all. I understand that, but you go west of, Throw Gothenburg in our listing area.
Throw it all the way out to Ogallala.
There you go. And you draw a circle around. How many 18-hole golf courses? And then that's not including the great 9-hole courses. And you start over to, I'll go to my hometown, Bertrand, Alma, and Gibbon. You go all around. Some great 9-hole golf courses. And Minden, I'm leaving out so many of them. But
they're
how many
call
great.
You. The guy that you just left is the horn right now to you.
But how many great golf courses. I mean, right here within driving distance. I mean, you grab a couple of buddies and say, hey, let's check out Lakeside today or wherever. Let's go to Cozad. Let's go to Lachlan, Riverside. I mean, and I know there's some private clubs, and not everybody can just automatically get on those. But I think most people in the area have a connection to somehow get on. It's not exactly Bushwood Country Club. It's elite. Merritt, would you look up the attendance at the U.S. Open? Can you effort that?
Efforting.
They said 31,000, expecting a crowd in the 35,000 range today at the British Open. 31,000. I just wonder where that compared to a U.S. Open crowd.
It's hard to tell because, you know, I've heard of some crazy amounts of people. You remember, Sandwich isn't easy to get to, as easy as, or as, you know, it's kind of one of those tougher venues. And, you know, God, that seems small for a day.
That's what I thought.
I thought something like at Bethpage they had like up in the.
I thought it was 593,000.
Yeah, like
no, it's not.
No,
but
I remember it was like something crazy. Nope.
No. Well, I'm just looking. I came across when Tiger Woods, and I'm losing his name right now. They went back and forth, and Tiger had one leg.
Rocco Media.
Yeah, and that was like 25,000, but that's obviously not this year's. But
wow, I would have never have guessed.
Okay, but that's the Monday playoff. Yeah. So that's Monday.
Oh.
You follow what I'm doing?
Oh, yeah.
On that day, 25,000 to watch
those.
That's
pretty good on a non-day when right. No one planned to be there.
Exactly.
You know? So
you go back to, I mean.
I would just figure you could fit a lot of people.
And, you know, we had a Ryan Harrington from Golf World on Wednesday's show, live from over there, live from Sandwich, England, and him saying, yeah, you walk up and buy a ticket. And I know you can't do that, so they must cap it at some, you know, at some number. But I didn't know if the number was 31,000, if it was 50.
It's actually hard to get U.S. Open tickets. That's why I'm thinking it's got to be packed.
Yeah, I'm not good at this.
We know that.
I know. Just FYI. Anybody that like had the over-under at 5 minutes?
That's fine. Over. That's fine, Merritt. We're going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, which will give us time to effort this. But that's certainly something that we can do. 31,000, though, to me, seemed like a low, low number for a major championship. But like you said, maybe it's not easily accessible. You're not near a big city.
Tiger Woods isn't there.
When you're talking Bethpage, you're talking.
There is so much ground. So much area to fit people.
But you're talking the 30-mile radius from Bethpage, there's 192 million people that have an opportunity to drive the 16 miles or whatever to Bethpage as well.
Yeah, I think it's amazing because Tiger Woods isn't there, and I love it. I love that Tiger's not there. I love the fact that there's people
some still attention playing. Without him being there.
But I mean, to me, he's become a joke. No matter whatever happens, he'll be that guy. You know, he's making these announcements, and then all he does is like, oh, I have this big announcement on Golf Channel, and oh, by the way, my agent moved. Who cares, dude? You're so yes. I mean, I can't believe I just said dude on the air, but
Paul Azinger. Paul Azinger ripped him yesterday, basically saying, what is so secretive? No one will say anything in this camp.
Why does he have a camp?
I don't understand.
I guess I just don't understand. And I know that, you know.
But when you garner that much attention, it would be pretty sick. I think there's a lot
of. Would you be in my camp?
Yes, I will. I would roll with your posse.
There you go.
Yes. So that I think, though. It's maybe there's such few people out there that have to. I think Jordan was one of them. I think even Michael Jordan, LeBron, those guys step out of they step out along with Tiger. They're on a whole different, you know, even than a Charles Barkley, who I think could walk into a watering hole, and for the most part, until you got the drunk guy that wants to fight at the end of the night. But I think he would stand there with his two or three buddies, and people might. That's really cool that you're here and might say hi to him, want a picture here or there. But a total mob scene, there's only about five guys on the planet, you know, that I just mentioned that
Justin
I think.
Justin Bieber.
Oh.
It's the only guy I can think of that would truly be mobbed. New Kids on the Block.
The Hanson Brothers.
Yeah, those are the only people that are mobbed.
I mean, Bop. I think, yeah. I think those are the only ones that would be. Hey, let's take a break, Merritt. Can we do that?
We can do that.
That's good. We'll come back, give you a little American Legion baseball information after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous urge for Doritos pizza chips.
Sudden urge, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're under a rogue hypnotic spell.
Yes, that crunchy pizza goodness. It's all I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party. Mm-mm. Remember, he convinced Karen she was a bear and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. We need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos pizza chips. The hunger you can't explain.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
What started out as just a few friends who were passionate about cars wanting to show off their rides turned into Kearney's biggest event of the year. Midway Auto Group welcomes one and all to Cruise Week 2011. This year's event is bigger than ever with hundreds of classic cars of every size, shape, make, and model cruising the streets of Kearney all weekend long. At Midway Auto Group, we understand people who are passionate about their cars. We feel the same way. As a matter of fact, we're pretty darn sure that the classics of tomorrow are sitting on our lots today at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Of course, where we'd like to see them is sitting on your lot. You'll find hassle-free pricing at both stores and all of our low prices right there on the windows. You can also take advantage of great incentives and some major discounts on both lots. So if you're car crazy like us, this is going to be a great weekend in Kearney and at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Now through Sunday at Menards, we're crazy.
Crazy about our deals.
It's our Crazy Day sale, and you'll find unbelievable deals.
Enjoy your favorite shows with a 32-inch LCD TV from Scepter, just $198 after rebate.
Enjoy the outdoors with a three-piece wicker bistro patio set with a round glass top table and two chairs. It's just $19.99 after rebate.
Good while supplies last, so hurry into Menards' Crazy Day sale now through Sunday.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you an athlete looking for yourself in the newspaper? An alum trying to keep track of how your school's doing in prep athletics? A proud parent looking for all the news about their son or daughter? Or a general high school sports fan? Well, PlatteRiverPreps.com is the site for you. PlatteRiverPreps.com is covering over 100 teams across the state and is your source for results and news updated 7 days a week. Not to mention pictures of some high school sports action. Bookmark it today and go to PlatteRiverPreps, all one word, .com to follow your school today.
An excessive heat watch is in effect for our area for Saturday out into early next week. We'll see a chance for some showers and storms yet today, along with some breaks of sun developing with highs in the mid-90s with winds out of the southeast. We'll fall off to 73 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 81.
Nice intro.
Steelers. They're my favorites, the Hansons. God, that was a great band. Kind of a sad note. I didn't realize this, but we hear from Mark and Minden several times throughout the year and enjoyed him being part of our show and being a listener. And he chimes in and says, Doug and Daddy, just wanted to drop a quick note as I sail off into the sunset on this muggy July day. Wanted to let you guys know how much I've enjoyed the show since its inception and enjoyed being a small part of it. From the early days as Doug and Matt show and morphing into what it is today, the Doug and Daddy show. Chiming in from time to time has always been the highlight of my day. I wish you guys best luck as you continue to entertain Central Nebraska 1 hour at a time. Sincerely, Mark, formerly of Minden. Well, Mark, would you please send us an email and tell us where the hell you're going so we know where to look for you? We would appreciate that. We appreciate all the emails we've gotten from you. Appreciate having you as a listener. I will say, crap.
Do you guys filter?
We're down to 17.
Do you guys filter the emails? Like, does anybody just ever rip Doug and then you can't put it on the
Yes.
email? Okay.
Yes, it happens from time to time.
I mean, even if it's a clean email, but if it questions Doug intelligence in any form, do you not read it?
No, he tears those up.
Privately, we do.
Privately, we laugh at him, not with him.
Okay.
Which is lovely.
That's the one thing I always wondered as I'm driving in my truck somewhere. I'm always like, you know, you guys are always reading the feel-good emails. Does anybody just, like, text you, email you guys, and be like, you guys have no idea what you're talking about?
Well, see, the other day when, I believe it was Wednesday, when he said, do they really think that Luke Donald is the best golfer and never to win a major? Oh, my God. Lee Westwood's sitting right there. Did they ever say that? And I was like, isn't Luke Donald the ranked number one golfer in the world? That's why I guess you would circle him as the best golfer. Never, maybe not, but I just thought that. But nobody questioned Doug because he is the authority. Got a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Hey, little Legion Baseball, I know you got to take some in yesterday over at Ryder Park in Grand Island. Fremont advanced in the winner's bracket over Grand Island USAVE Pharmacy 16-3, and Columbus knocks off Norfolk 12-1. So home Federal tonight, 7:30 go time at Ryder Park. They take on Columbus, and Fremont takes on South Sioux City. And then USAVE of Grand Island and Norfolk drop down to the loser's bracket, and they wait until Saturday to play at Kearney. North Platte and Kearney both advance, and with the way the state tournament is set up, I think both of those teams now automatically are, since they're in the winner's bracket, I think both of those teams are in the state tournament. But North Platte advances 18-7 over Scotts Bluff. Kearney advances 13-3 over Hastings. So Scotts Bluff and Hastings play actually today at 5 o'clock. Tonight at 8 o'clock is go time for North Platte and Kearney. Also, at Scotts Bluff, this is the Area 7 Juniors Tournament. Scotts Bluff advances, knocking off Hastings 6-3, and Kearney advances, knocking off North Platte 10-3. They've play in the winner's game. In the loser's bracket, at 5 o'clock, it's Hastings, North Platte, and in the winner's bracket, it is Kearney and Scotts Bluff tonight at 8 o'clock. That is in Scotts Bluff. At Aurora, in that Legion Tournament, Albion and Pierce played yesterday. Albion a winner in that one. They move into the winner's bracket game. O'Neill waits them today at 5 o'clock. And Aurora, I guess they have the same record. So Aurora and Central City in a close ball game, 3-2. Aurora advances to face the number one seed, Wayne. That goes on at Aurora. Those two games today, tomorrow then. The teams that lose in that one will face Central City and Pierce in the loser's bracket games on Saturday. At McCook, Cozad beats McCook. They now take on Shelton Gibbon. Minden advances. They knock off Broken Bow. And I'm not sure. 27-13, is that a correct baseball score? Well, good thing they got the two late touchdowns. Holdridge, 27. Gothenburg, I apologize if that score is incorrect, but that's what we have here. So Holdridge advances at McCook. At Sutton, Donovan Trumbull, a winner over Wymore. They now take on the number one seed, Sutton. That game is tonight at 8 o'clock. Hebron advancing over Wood River 13-1. They take on Davenport, who is a 14-1 winner over Lawrence Nelson. So Hebron and Davenport play, and Sutton and Donovan Trumbull play today. That is at Sutton and at Overton. Imperial advances. Imperial's playing a district. This is a juniors bracket game at Overton. Hirschland, which would be Hershey and Sutherland, they now take on Imperial. And Highline, which is Grant, basically. You know what the Highline means? Does that mean anything to you when you hear Highline?
No.
Here's a little trivia. Here's a little deal. The Highline starts all the way at Grant, and then it comes down and runs Farnham, Eustis, Elwood, Smithfield, Bertrand, Loomis, Holdridge. The High Line is the water on the north side of that would go to the North Platte River. On the south side of that, it would run south to Republican River. That would be the High Line.
It's the High Line golf course. I actually have no idea what you said about the tournament, because that was just way too many
Scores coming out, yeah.
Yeah, and then I have no idea what we're talking about, rivers or whatnot. But now I do know that. I did get the high line. The high line.
There you go.
Very well done.
Merritt, we go to the...
Bruce Furniture fan line.
There you go.
We got Mike from Grand Island.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
You know, you said, you know, your listeners are now down to 17. Now you lost that guy from Minden, right?
Right.
Are you sure it's that high? I mean, maybe 7 or 8. I you know, there's me, and I think I'm the only one in Grand Island, and, you know, I don't know if anybody else listens to you guys. Sorry, you know, I just...
Well, my wife and kids are listening today, so...
Coach Dave's wife and kids, they make up for Mark, so it might be 19, Mike, but thanks for the phone call. Thank you, 1-888-455-3776. Mark is moving in Omaha. Perfect. What a treat it is to have my favorite guest host, Coach Day, on for my last show. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate
Thank you,
that.
Mark.
Good luck in
Best
Omaha,
luck
buddy.
To you. I would say come watch us when we play UNO, but we don't play them anymore. Because we beat them last time.
And they got mad.
And they got mad, so they went to a whole other division so they didn't have to mess with the Lopers.
Anger.
Anger management issues.
Yeah. You know what? It's hot out. That means a perfect time for grilling out. Troutman's Quality Meat's waiting for you. Cruise night. What a better time to go get some summer sausage, some snack sticks. Throw them in the cooler. The baked beans are there as well. Fresh out of the smokehouse, as always. The fresh sausage, garlic brats, bratwurst, supreme pizza brats. There's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage right out of that smokehouse. Check out the seafood that's available at Troutman's as well. Certified Angus beef. It's custom cut to your specifications. You got friends coming to town for cruise night, want extra thick ribeyes? Troutman's Quality Meat. There's not a better place in town. We guarantee it is where T-Bone's waiting for you out front. That's where it's at. Carrie's waiting for you. Always a friendly person waiting to greet you at the counter. Troutman's Quality Meats.
World Cup.
World Cup Sunday. Japan, United States.
Who wins?
It's got to be. America's got to be a huge favorite,
say,
don't they?
Japan, you and I are going to fist fight.
No, America's got to be a favorite in that.
I think it's over.
Although Sweden took care of the, you know, I don't know if that was lucky or.
Are you going to watch?
You know, I will watch. I'm kind of intrigued.
What else do you do when it's 109 degrees
there
outside?
There you go. Yeah, it's a good time to enjoy some cruise night with set up a swimming pool, put your feet in the pool next to a big cooler, and enjoy it. And by the way, just so you know out there, our friends at the law enforcement, they've got the selective traffic enforcement grant. They've got extra deputies on duty July 16th and 17th for all cruise night activities. Please don't drink and drive, people. It's just not cool. I mean, it's really not. They got extra people out there watching for you. You will get caught. I'm just giving you. And they're extra working. They're working extra hours between 6 and 3 a.m. So just so you know that, they're out there. I'm not sure they're looking for any traffic violation. Won't be made tickets for that. But we lead the league in MIP and things of that nature. Citations this weekend. Good for them. Doing their job. Night. Welcome everybody that's working extra from the police department into town this weekend. Want everybody in town to have an enjoyable weekend. You got Miss Basketball going on. You've got Cruise Night going on. I'm sure there's things going on in Grand Island. I'm sure there's things going on in Hastings as well. Folks, it's going to be hot out. Drink plenty of fluid. Stay out of the sun. Get to a lake. Enjoy a pool. Stay cool, though. Stay safe. I want to thank Damon Day for stepping in.
Thanks, Big Daddy. Appreciate it.
Always fun to have you in. I want to thank Andy Hamilton from the Iowa City Press Citizen. On Monday's show, we are live from Metal Arc Hills. The Nebraska Children's Home Golf Tournament is going on. It's time to preview the Fighting Illini of Illinois. We'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.